This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Colorado's economy is on track for a 2% growth over the next several months. That, according to a forecast by CSU's Colorado's Future Center. There are signs that the state economy is slowing, such as rising unemployment claims and sluggish retail sales earlier this year. But according to the forecast, Colorado's economy should be able to maintain modest growth overall. A Latino student group is asking Denver Public Schools to put the students at the center of its decision-making process and policies. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
The group Movimiento Poder released a student bill of rights. It calls for clean school facilities, inclusive learning environments, and staff that have the resources they need. The group has pushed back against school closures in the past and is upset by the reintroduction of police in schools. It's also calling for more authentic ways of testing students on what they know. Movimiento Poder has released a survey on its website asking youth, parents, and community members to weigh in and grade their school's infrastructure and learning environments. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Mosquitoes in Arapahoe County have tested positive for West Nile virus. No cases in humans have been reported in Centennial, but the city is urging residents to take precautions. They suggest avoiding peak mosquito hours by staying indoors at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. People are also encouraged to avoid standing water and drain it if possible. And of course, bug repellent also helps. This year alone, Colorado has recorded 14 hospitalizations and 2 deaths due to the virus. This is CPR News and KRCC.